This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 11th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Make a note for future reference if you become party to a military dispute, even civilian airports become military targets. Several international media outlets are now reporting that as Russian aircraft bombed military airports in the former Soviet territory of Georgia on Sunday, bombs also fell in two separate attacks near Tbilisi International, a major commercial airport. The two nations have been through 3 days of military confrontations over the province of South Ossetia, an autonomous territory within Georgia, where many citizens are pursuing Russian citizenship. The first bombing at Tbilisi International took place shortly before the scheduled arrival there of French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, who's attempting to mediate an end to the conflict. After an expected Sunday meeting with Georgia's president, Mikhail Saakashvili, Kouchner was scheduled to fly on to Moscow today. In a counterpoint to discouraging piston aircraft sales and delivery figures released last week by the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, Piper Aircraft has announced that it's bucking the trend, with piston aircraft deliveries up 18%. Overall aircraft deliveries are reported by Piper to be up 13% over last year, and Piper CEO James Bass says the PA-46 luxury models are registering record deliveries. Piper says the piston upswing is led by the unparalleled success of its all-new Piper Matrix, a cabin-class, six-seat aircraft based on the Malibu Mirage, but featuring the economy of an unpressurized aircraft. Piper says it delivered 98 piston aircraft in the first half of 2008. That's up from 83 pistons last year. 48 were deliveries of the Piper Matrix. Bass says Piper has 101 orders for Matrix models this year, and demand for the Meridian continues strong. The good numbers highlight the resurgence of Piper as a company, especially in its comeback from the devastating 2004 hurricane season. Bass notes, quote, "It's a tribute to our workforce and the commitment of the men and women of Piper that we not only rebounded rapidly, but have evolved into an even stronger company. We truly are the inheritors of a great legacy, and we're inspired by the knowledge that our best days are ahead of us," unquote. Brazilian plane maker Embraer has had lots of good news lately, but on Friday the company confirmed 250 management and administrative jobs have been cut as part of a larger restructuring effort. The surprise announcement comes a week after Embraer announced it more than doubled its profit in the second quarter of 2008. Local union and media sources theorize the move comes to increase profits. Embraer will say only that it, quote, "continues to move firmly ahead in its growth process and in improving its results," and confirms the aircraft delivery forecasts and economic financial projections previously announced, unquote. The National Transportation Safety Board says it's a little closer to determining the sequence of events that led to the fatal crash of a firefighting helicopter in California last week. Nine remain missing and presumed dead near the northern edge of the 27-square-mile Buckhorn Fire in the Shasta Trinity National Forest near Weaverville. Four people were injured in that crash, which, contrary to earlier reports, happened as the helicopter was taking off, not landing. KABC TV7 reports the cockpit voice recorder from the Sikorsky S-61 has been recovered. The NTSB says survivors reported a slower-than-normal takeoff, followed by the nose and rotor blades striking trees. The board's preliminary report should be available sometime this week. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. High and fast on approach will get you in a VLJ. A mediator says Alaska Airlines violated a union contract in 2005. And a Florida City Council asks its entire airport advisory board to resign. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, who gives high praise to AOPA's Air Safety Foundation for its training programs, but questions whether its safety reporting is biased. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.